Section 4, coming to work in the UK. Next, I want to look at the income tax treatment of employees coming to work in the UK from overseas and the changes that have taken place in relation to the forms that have to be completed. Their treatment will depend on the time spent in the UK, and the intentions of the employee may also be relevant. If the employee is coming from abroad to live and work permanently or indefinitely, he or she will be resident and ordinarily resident from the date of arrival. If an employee from abroad is assigned for a period of 3 years or more, HMRC will treat them as resident and ordinarily resident from the date of arrival. An employee coming from abroad will not be able to provide a P45 to the employer. The P46 procedure should be applied to decide whether to apply the emergency tax code, code 647L, on either a cumulative or a non-cumulative basis, or whether code basic rate has to be applied if statement C is signed or no statement is signed by the employee. HMRC previously required employees to complete form P86 for employees arriving in the UK for the first time, or coming back to the UK after a period of absence. But that form has now been withdrawn. AAT members may still consider using the form to obtain the relevant information from a new client who has come from abroad, but you will not need to submit the completed form to HMRC. Most of its questions are factual, such as the date of arrival in the UK and the reason for coming to the UK. It is important at the outset to establish how long the employee intends to stay in the UK and that the intention does not conflict with the period of assignment. I will always insist on seeing a copy of the assignment letter. I've mentioned Form P46, but we now have a new Form P46 Expat that was introduced on the 6th of April 2009. This has effectively replaced the Form P86, which was withdrawn. A seconded employee includes individuals working wholly or partly in the UK for a UK resident employer on assignment whilst remaining employed by an overseas employer. It includes individuals assigned to work wholly or partly in the UK at a recognised branch of their overseas employer's business. It includes all individuals included by an employer within a dedicated expatriate scheme and all individuals included by an employer within an expatriate modified pay-as-you-earn scheme. It is a two-part form with Section 1 to be completed by the employee who has to provide factual information on name, address, national insurance number, date of birth and gender, and completing one of the following statements which are slightly different to the normal P46. Statement A says, I intend to live in the UK for more than 6 months. Or statement B says, I intend to live in the UK for less than 6 months. Or statement C says, I will be working for the employer both inside and outside the UK, but will be living abroad. There is a statement D which is used in the UK except for Scotland, and it's the student loan question. Section 2 of the form is to be completed by the employer, again providing factual information and finishing with a decision to be made on which tax code to be used. Emergency code 647L cumulative will apply if the employee is an EEA or Commonwealth citizen, or if statement A has been completed. Otherwise, emergency code on a non-cumulative basis will apply. It should be remembered that employers with more than 50 employees are required to file starter and leaver forms, including the P46 expat, through the online system, and that from 6th of April 2011, all employees, with very few exceptions, will be required to file these forms online.